Bluegrass Jam Along is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, each and every one built from the sound up in Austin, Texas. This episode is also brought to you by Peghead Nation, the home of roots music instruction. If you want to improve your playing, join me and thousands of other pickers getting better every day at pegheadnation.com. Hi, this is Matt, and you're listening to Bluegrass Jam Along, the podcast for anyone and everyone who plays bluegrass. Hey, everybody. This is another one of those special food for thought episodes that I do a little bit randomly now and again when I've got something that I'm thinking about. I've just interviewed Tim Stafford for the podcast, and we chatted a lot about Tony Rice, about Billy Strings, about Blue Highway, about Tim's writing, about the various projects he's got on with other songwriters. And I did a fascinating interview. Go and listen to the whole thing if you haven't heard it, because it's great. But there's a bit in it where he talked about doing a workshop with David Greer and some stuff that David Greer said about guitars just being tools and not being, you know, it doesn't matter. If you like a guitar, you love playing it and it sounds good, that's it. He's not bothered about the name. He's not bothered about, you know, and it just got me thinking about the time we spend thinking about guitars and all the stuff that goes into guitars, different finishes and inlays. And I don't know. It was interesting to hear David Greer's take on what matters and what doesn't, sort of as reported by Tim Stafford. And it's just really cool. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to let Tim tell you. I've just taken a little chunk out of the interview and I'm going to let Tim explain. Because not only is it really cool what he says, it's also a really cool impression of David Greer, which is always fun. So here's Tim Stafford's impression of David Greer telling you what's important and what isn't.
I always loved what David Greer would say. You know, I've done a bunch of picking with David over the years, and a bunch of camps, a bunch of workshops. And I was in a workshop one time with David, and people were talking about strings and picks and all the normal stuff, you know, what kind of strings you use, what kind of picks you use. And he raised his hand and said, "Can I answer that?" And I thought, oh no, this could be bad, you know. And he said, "It don't matter." He said, "It don't matter what kind of string you use, don't matter what kind of pick you use." He said, "It really don't matter what kind of guitar you use, as long as you love to play it and you play it enough." And he's right, man, because For years, I played one of the worst sounding guitars I could play. And I thought, if I can make this sound good, you know, what am I going to be able to do on a vintage Martin or vintage Gibson or something like that? So that helped me. And I would always play a guitar with higher action. So when I go to a regular guitar, it's like I was playing butter, you know. I think there's something to be said for that. It really doesn't matter. All those things are secondary. What really matters is that you love it and that you love it enough to play it. It's like, he said somebody brought him up at like a D45 or a D41, let him play it, and he handed it back to him. And he said, "Don't you like it?" And he said, "Nope." He said, "Well, it's a D45. It's got all these inlays on it. You know, it's the highest model Martin makes." And he said, "I don't care." He said, "It's a tool." He said, "I got plenty of hammers. I don't put rhinestones in them." You know, it's like, yeah, why would you put a jewel in your tools? And that's it's a good way to look at it, because it is a tool to express yourself. I kind of got to go with David there.
So, yeah, I thought it was really cool. I thought it was really interesting. I don't know. That's it. It's a very simple one. I'm not thinking deeply about this. It's reminding me of a fairly simple thing that I forget to think about sometimes. I love looking at guitars. I love looking at different things. I love looking at, you know, all sorts of stuff. But the sense that what guitar you use, what strings you use, what pick you use doesn't really matter. You know, it's a simplification, but there's a lot of truth in it. And if I spent as much time playing my guitar as I spend thinking about the strings on it and what picks I could try, and, you know, it's that. That's the thing. But yeah, that's it. Simple thing, but I thought I'd share it with you. Go and listen to the whole interview if you haven't heard it, because it's really cool. Tim's a great guy and full of just fascinating insights and thought and anecdotes and Yeah, I mean, it's just great. It was a treat to record as well. Quick thing for those of you who might be listening to this on Spotify. If you listen to the interview episodes on Spotify, there's a whole lot of content you are missing over on either Apple or Google or wherever else you get your podcasts, essentially everywhere apart from Spotify. There are literally hundreds and hundreds of tracks of backup for fiddle tunes for you to play along to. There's me playing lead so you can play rhythm. There's me playing rhythm so you can play lead. There's tracks where we swap backwards and forwards. For reasons I won't go into, Spotify won't host those, but the interviews are on Spotify. But the other content is everywhere else. Go to bluegrassjamalong.com, click a link or two, and you'll see what's on there. But I would encourage you to go and do that. Right, that's it. I will see you next time. Have a great week and happy picking. Bluegrass Jamalong is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, making some of the finest guitars and mandolins in the world since the 1970s. Visit collingsguitars.com and find out why.